express yourself. Whatever you do.
Hello. Hello. Good morning, everyone in the YK Delta and beyond. This is Talk Line, 10 to 11:30. This is Diane McGachran and
Joseph Moses Jr.
Yeah, and we're here for another Friday morning session with everyone.
This is Friday morning Talk Line, where the show is driven by you, the callers. And yes, we'd love to hear what you have to say. The phone number is here to give us a call, or 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org.
Okay. What an amazing day. It's graduation at the Kuskokwim campus today.
Today?
Yes.
What time?
1 o'clock. Yes. So there'll be, it's always a really beautiful and very meaningful graduations at KUC.
Are they,
I've enjoyed them.
Are they doing the, what's that other one that they do too? The GED class? Or is that separate?
Oh, no. That happens at UTE.
That's
do their own
separate
ceremony.
Huh?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they used to be combined and now they're separate. All right. So we have a couple of callers that have already dialed in. John, Nick, good morning. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hello.
Hello. You're on
the
air.
Hey, John here. How are you
doing?
Yes.
Good morning. We're fine. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Nice day for today.
It is a nice day for today. You're right.
Yes, it is.
I like that.
Nice and sunny. How are you doing today?
Good. Good. Very, very good.
So anyway, I'd like to talk about, let me see here, about maybe hunting. You guys got to be careful when you're out there in them lakes. It's real dangerous. Carry yahok. A yahok in Eskimo means a stick for guiding. You could tell how thick the ice is, and you can actually hear the sound when you punch down on that end, you know. And you can visually see it if it's real soft and needly ice. And you can also use them for going out to retrieve your game. Another trick I learned was to put a string on a stick instead of wading out there, getting the chance of falling in or getting wet. Throw the stick out there, and like a line, you guide it in. Kind of like fishing, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's one of the tricks. Anyway, I wish everyone a please, if you go out hunting, please don't drink and drive. And if you're out there hunting, don't do the same. And watch your partner and know where he's at, and hopefully everything will be okay. Play it safe. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys have a real good day. I didn't know. Oh, I also want to remind everyone that tomorrow the BNC meeting is at the Cultural Center at 10 o'clock. I won't be able to attend because I'm kind of leery about people bumping in my knee and I don't want to open up.
Oh, you're in recovery.
Yeah, I still got to be real careful.
Yeah.
You could sit in the back. I'll buy yourself in a chair.
I'm walking now.
Well, see, there's a reason for you to go.
Yeah.
Well, you're so delicate that if they even open up, I'll have to go back to day one again. I'll have to reoperate, sterilize, and put it back together. And I don't want to go through that. I'm trying to be extra cautious, you know what I mean?
You know, it's worth it to take the extra time now. It's totally worth it when you're recovering from surgery.
Yeah, and then I'm doing a lot of picking up my pace each day now.
Good.
Which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got therapy next week.
So. You're going to be bicycling soon.
Oh, boy, I can't wait.
Yes.
I could only make a half a cycle that last time. I could make a full one now, maybe.
Oh,
me and my therapist were looking at each other laughing and said, you wouldn't have went nowhere but down.
Yeah, not yet.
You know, your muscles tend to stiffen up.
True.
If you're not using them.
Right,
and you need to stretch them again.
Yeah.
Especially during knee operation, you know.
Yeah.
They put no parts of steel in there, and muscles got to get used to that.
True.
So, anyway, I want to wish everyone a good day, and please be careful out there if you're out hunting and doing stuff on the river or something like that. Or even on the lakes, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't advise being on the river.
No.
So,
no.
Everyone, please be safe, and please don't drink and drive, and you're pregnant also.
Okay.
Refrain from that. Okay, you guys have a good day there.
Thank you, John. Happy healing. Okay, we have a couple more callers. Also, we may have a couple of visitors to the booth. We have some young people touring the station. They may drop in, and a new reporter at KYUK may also come and introduce herself, since you may be hearing her on the air. So
I better run.
We'll do our calls, and then we may have some visitors. Good morning, Herman. Yeah. Herman, you're on the line.
Yeah, hello?
Hi, Herman. You're on the line.
Good morning. Hey, I was going to get an update on what's going on in Juneau with their budget. So far, they've actually been able to take away half of our permanent fund. And on top of that, they passed an income tax, too.
Oh, they did pass it.
Yeah,
oh.
So, you know, can I finish, Dan, please?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not being rude, but a lot of times it interrupts my train of thought when you interrupt, okay?
I'm sorry. I'm listening to you and reacting. That's all right. All right. Thank you.
Now,
sorry about
where
that.
Where was I? No.
They passed the bill.
Anyway, that's what they're doing down there, and seemed like, you know what, if you watch a Gov Alaska, you could see some of them are saying, gee, now we're going to have too much money. They say they're going to have surplus now, and they're using scare tactics to take away half of our permanent fund, even though it rightfully belongs to the people. And you could go to www.facebook.com/savethePFD, because it's not right that the governor would do what he did to us and have his representatives take away money that people really need. Because a lot of students are putting money away for college.
Mm-hmm.
And now they can't. And now, you know, a lot of people who are carting out to buy fuel to pay their bills and stuff, now they can't. You know, if you guys go get that petition, you go to bingo, I bet everybody would sign it. That's just like playing bingo, but almost a guarantee you'll get $1,200 and over $150,000 in your life if you count how many years, that how much money you'll get, because it's not right. The budget crisis is not as bad as they're making it sound. They wouldn't close our schools and do these things, you know. They're using it as a scare tactic. That Anchorage School District at UAA, I think they need to cut their budget a little bit, you know, getting bonds, because they did a study. Look at all this money we're spending in Alaska, and it's not even our kids' grade. They're not even their... pretty low, you know, and it seems like money's not the problem, but they gotta get rid of them lobbyists, union lobbyists, and you know, they need to, I think what the governor's trying to do, he's trying to take the money away. He meets with Obama, you know, they're trying to keep supporting this Obamacare through Medicaid expansion, even though it's collapsing. But you people need to think about what they're doing to us and recall the governor and restore our permanent fund. Not right. He'd tell us he wouldn't touch it, and then after he got elected, he say take away half, and they tell us, be glad with what you get. Be happy you don't take it all.
Hmm.
Now they tell us, we're going to spend it for you to save it. Join the fight and recall the governor, you know. Show Lyman and them that what they're doing is wrong to the people who need it the most. 12,000 to 15,000 Alaskans is below the poverty level. Okay, those are my comments, and I sure hope somebody will start a petition in Bethel. Mm. It wouldn't take much. Okay.
Thank you, Herman.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, the cutting the permanent fund in half hurts rural communities far more than any other communities in Alaska. Very, very tough. All right, next up is Magic Man. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, happy people. I wish I was one of those happy people, but I am not.
Okay.
I am really, like, really totally unhappy with the treatment from the Bethel Police Department.
Oh.
You know, I dealt with the police department all weekend, trying to help my daughter, trying to help my grandkids. And I know, you know, based on talking to OCS staff and personnel and on call, you know, they are supposed to call when the police department, when responding to domestic violence or domestic disturbance, they're supposed to call OCS on call, and they do not.
Hmm.
I even followed that Lumani out of my an apartment this past weekend, or maybe it was Monday or Tuesday, and I confronted that guy. And I said, hey, aren't you supposed to do something about contacting OCS because there's kids in there? And they said, oh, there's a responsible adult. Yeah, right. If both parents are intoxicated, who's responsible? No one. Hmm. Man, I would have that officer's badge hanging off a wall if I were in charge. More about Lumani. You know, if I have a Class A CDL, I'm held at higher regard than your common folk driver out there. If I break the law in any way, like wrong use of lane, improper use of turn signal, headlights, I have to have my headlights on as a CDL driver. You know, and someone who follows the rule and applies the rule to me as a CDL driver, I'd be ticketed for any wrongdoing.
Mm-hmm.
Most important, the taking of life. Mm-hmm. Pedestrians in the book, they have the right of way no matter what. And if it's dark, like Lumani's trying to say, if it's dark, then you slow down. You can only go as fast as how far you can see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the past, there have been people injured at that area. But it's not the past problem. It's the city problem.
Mm-hmm.
If there needs to be lighting in that area, another death has happened. Now you can put up a light stand or something,
mm-hmm.
light post. You know, a normal, everyday person, especially a native, if you were sober and you were following the speed limit and you hit someone and you kill them, no questions asked, you'd be put in custody, put in jail until you stand up in court for your rights.
Hmm.
And police,
yeah.
They're getting away with it. Lumani, you know, that guy, you know, he can try to smile at me and I'll just say, hey, you know, Lumani or whoever he is. But anyway, I'm not happy with treatment from Bethel Police Department against our people, against me. You know, if I were able to put up a petition for those who are too scared to stand up, you know, come, you know, have a meeting for people like that, you'd end up with a long list of wrongdoing by the Bethel Police Department. And an investigation is needed by police department personnel and staff. You know, the dispatcher has no right to say whether or not we will send a police officer there. A dispatcher is just supposed to take information and then dispatch the call.
Mm-hmm.
And right when you dispatch a call is when you get a case number.
Mm.
You know, and it's so hard to get police department to give out a case number. They'll hand out cards with no number.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, dealing with the OCS situation this past weekend, even they were having a hard time getting reports from the police department that of calls made or response to any calls involving kids. Man, that's a police department. I am not happy. And I know there's people out there, they may feel the same. You know, honor and respect, that's supposed to be, you know, their protect and serve. Uh-huh. That's supposed to be their, they swore to that.
Okay.
To protect and serve, and they're not doing that. So I'm going to try to end it with a happy note.
Oh.
You know, it almost looked like, looking up on the sky, it looked like the skies in Arizona and Mexico kind of blue.
It's
going to be a hot, nice day.
The tundra, you know, desert sky.
I love being warm.
Uh-huh.
I'm more Mexican at heart than I am Eskimo because I love to be warm.
Oh, good.
Anyway, that was my warm ending for...
Well, that was nice. That was well done.
Thank you. You have a good morning, Em.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. So I think we have some visitors from Chifornik. We have Chifornik youth. I don't know if they're coming in here or they're just... Oh, I think they're just going to watch. Are they just watching?
No, they're going to introduce themselves.
Oh, okay. Oh, are they coming in here or are they going to do that from out there?
We'll do it from out here.
Gotcha. All right. So I'm going to turn it over to the Chifornik group, and I hope they'll tell us why they're here and who they are.
All right. So... Hi, everyone. This is Katie Basil. I work here at KYUK, and I have a group. They're actually from all over LKSD villages. We have, they'll actually tell you where they're from, so not just Chifornik, but these are middle school students who are exploring different career pathways. They're in town for 3 days, and today they're learning about careers in media. Mm. So I'm going to go ahead and let them each say their name and where they're from.
Hi, I'm Asa Pitka, and I'm from Tuxuk Bay.
Hi, I'm Eugene Ivan, and I'm from Kangiganak.
Hello, my name is Clayton Panik from Chifornik, Alaska.
Hi, my name is Aaron Williams, and I'm from Naposkyak.
Hello, my name is Jillian Agimuk, and I'm from Chifornik.
Hi, my name is Tatiana Avugek, and I am from Chifornik.
Hi, my name is Elsa Tinker, and I'm from Kong.
Hi, my name is Jamie Petliuska, and I'm from Queen Hawk.
Hi, my name is Jimmy Charlie, and I'm from New Talk Class.
Thanks, guys. So, yeah, this whole group, they're all in 7th and 8th grade, and our hope at KYUK is that they come and they work here someday, helping us produce television and radio programming.
Wow. You know, I heard some radio voices. I heard some good voices for radio. So keep it in mind.
Excellent. And we have a lot of bilingual speakers in this group, too, awesome. Which is always a huge value.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you want us to move on to a call, or will there be more from this group? Are they going to sing us a song?
No. Do you guys want to sing a song?
Oh, I'm teasing them now.
I'm getting some shrugs.
No,
probably not.
They're not going to sing a song.
Yeah, I think we're going to move on. The next thing on our to-do list is to do a photo scavenger hunt. So we're going to head down to the river, see what the ice is doing.
Oh,
and
fun.
Do a little scavenger hunt with photography. So check out channel 15.4 next week if you want to see some of the pictures that they take. That's our television channel 15.4.
Oh, that's real cool. And they can go down and see how the tripod already fell over but didn't trip the wire.
Yes, big news around town.
That's a news story, young people.
Thanks, Diane. Thanks,
all right.
Joe.
All right. Thank you. I hope you guys have a great day. That's fun. A photo scavenger hunt. Wish I was on that. Okay. So we have another caller. It looks like it's an anonymous caller. Then we have a couple of more after that. So we'll wait until the young people are moving out, and then Julia will...
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. Calling from Janinak.
Janinak.
Anyway, I have a question for the experts out there. I just need a... This is going to be an expertise exercise. Oh. Anyway, the question is, what is the best definition of governing body? Okay, I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, if anybody who's getting ready to call in, if you want to take a stab at how you would define a governing body.
That would be your job, you're a teacher.
Well, but I'm what I'm curious about is what she was thinking, because she had something on her mind, so I'd be curious what she was thinking. But we'll take another call. Mike Martz, good morning. You're on Talk Line. Welcome.
Yep. Hi.
The former manager. Right?
Mike,
yes.
You're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Mike Martz. Sorry, I'm using my cell phone.
Oh, okay.
yeah, I just wanted to call in and let people know about a special movie event that's happening out in Bethel this weekend at the Silkwick Theater.
Mm.
And they've graciously given a couple of days in their schedule for a film called The Drums of Winter.
Mm-hmm.
and I know some people are familiar with it. It's a documentary that was produced in Monarch in 1977 by two filmmakers, Len Kamerling and Sarah Elder. And they worked with the community of Imangak to produce this film. The people in the community advised them on what they wanted to have filmed and how they wanted it to be presented. It focuses on dance and the importance of dance in the community, in Yupik culture, in villages, and with Yupik spirituality.
That's wonderful. Okay, yes, that's right. It's at Kapuzvik?
Yeah, it's going to be at the Fugovic Theater, you know, the BNC Theater, tomorrow, Saturday.
And Sunday.
11:30 and Sunday at 11:30. And they've reduced their admission to $5. Mm. And we really appreciate BNC doing this and the theater. The company that I work for part-time now, Summit Day Media, was contracted to work on the restoration. This will be a digital restoration of this film, which was shot in 16mm back in the 70s and was recently remastered. And these are some of the first screenings that are going to be held for this new digital remaster. And that'll be this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 11:30 at the theater. The film is, if you've never seen it, it's really worth seeing. Mm-hmm. It takes people back. If you were here in the 60s or 70s or even earlier or in that era, it was before the days of big school gyms. And so the dance performances that you see was part of a potlatch between Imangak and Alaganak. The dancing that you see was in those little small community halls and even in the sod men's houses, and there's a whole different experience there. And the people speak on their own. There's no narration. They speak about the importance of dance to them, to their culture. And there's quite a few people who have died since the film came out. And if people know anybody from Emo or are from that area, they'll recognize a lot of people. So it's really worth seeing. It's won numerous awards over the years. It's on the Library of Congress's National Film Registry for its, they put a list of films that are significant to American culture, and it's on that list.
Wow.
So I just wanted to let people know that this is happening this coming weekend, and if you have a chance to see it, even if you've seen it, I've seen it 6 or 8 times, and every time I see it, it's like the first time. It's just really a wonderful film.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to let people know that that's happening Saturday and Sunday, 11:30 in the morning at the Slovic Theater. And people should try and go see it if they have the time.
Well, thank you for calling and telling us about that and also giving some of the background on the film. That's fascinating. It is a wonderful film. I have seen it.
It is.
And you're right. Yeah. It's very touching.
Yeah. Yep. And the digital restoration involved a lot of sponsors, including KYUK. When I was manager, I made a contribution on behalf of the station to the restoration work. But the National Film Preservation Foundation, Rasmussen, the UAF Museum, Donlin Gold, and our company, Summit Bay Media, were all involved in the... Oh, and the Library of Congress.
Wow.
Was all involved in the restoration. So it's really worth seeing.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. I hope people
have a good day.
Thanks.
See ya.
All right. 11:30, Saturday and Sunday at the theater. Good. We haven't heard from John Carter in a while. John Carter from EEK, you're on Talk Line. Good morning. You're on the air. Thank you for waiting.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, this is John Carter. I'm calling from EEK, Alaska. Hello?
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Well,
go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to be talking about permanent fund like the last caller mentioned. But I would like to talk a bit about the system that all of us are going through, that of our healthcare. There's the former shadow of Mr. Obama, the one president mentioned was that in reality it's not dead. It has been with us since we were born. I am glad we have a government that looking into the betterment of the public. As you can see, the House passed its bill, and now it's up to the Senate before submitting to the desk of the president. This bill, according to my estimation, will be the same, but slightly different, maybe due to copayment, copay, the language of the politics. The communication is the name of the system of the game people play. Why the president will advise the Republicans to talk to each other. The repeated extension was that what worries humans. If both houses passes it, we don't have to worry about it for the next 4 years. Will this healthcare system work for everyone? Probably not. It is how you then you'll see it. I know there's going to be some kind of a controversial opinions out there, but what I do is what I do my business. I guess that it goes for each and every one of us. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, John. You know, he brought up that healthcare that got that the Republican. Oops, I'm not sure. Is there somebody still online? I'm not sure what happened. I think our board person has to hang up the phone for us. Oh, okay, there we go. Okay, Julia's got it. Yeah, the health care bill that was just passed in the House of Representatives is worse than the one that was defeated last month. This one, states can opt out of they can opt out of covering you with pre-existing conditions. So a state could decide, well, in our state, an insurance company can deny you insurance if you have the following conditions. And they include things like asthma and diabetes and cancer and pregnancy, maternal care.
So it's worse than Obamacare. Well, yeah.
It didn't. It does not improve upon it. It actually begins to dismantle it. And severe cuts to Medicaid, which a lot of people in our state will be impacted. Those who have Medicaid are going to, if it passes. Now, next step is go to the Senate. Then the Senate has to debate it. Then they tinker with it. They may readjust it. Then they vote on it. Then they send it back to the House. So it isn't a done deal, but it is important to note that in our representatives, Don Young voted to support dismantling the health care, and he supports this bill that just got passed. And people should write and tell him what their concerns are, because people will lose their health care.
Comes down to one thing, politics, as usual.
And financial things. So we have a caller in. Ruth, good morning, Ruth. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, we can't talk enough about keeping Alaska clean, even in going on boats and throwing trash overboard. I wish we could get it across every person that go boating and camping to take their trash home or bury them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we were growing up camping in the late 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s, my parents. When they were alive, we grew up like that. Even my aunt and uncle carrying Daffodil will take us camping, and we never throw trash on the ground, on the tundra. We bury it or take it home and throw them in the proper places in the village or in here in Bethel. So if at least some people would listen, I would really appreciate it. Not only me, but everyone that loves Alaska.
I know.
I always tell my families to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they should do that. Because everywhere I travel, there's no place like Alaska. There's no place like Alaska. We are so blessed here with our food and what we gather on.
Mm-hmm.
I sure love Alaska. That's why I always try to stress that. Maybe some people don't hear me next week someone will hear. So it might be a broken record, but I want to stress that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, there's with the spring thaw, much is revealed in this town of Bethel.
Again, the phone numbers to give us a call here are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. Getting back to some of the comments the callers made, including the one Wilson called about,
mm-hmm.
He's talking about that those two pedestrians that got hit,
mm-hmm.
One was injured and one died a week later after being in the hospital.
Yeah.
That was an off-duty police officer for the Bethel PD.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you read the story on KYK.org, but, you know, it's, and I don't understand why the state troopers didn't get involved until the end.
Hmm.
Or if they are involved. But
I don't know.
They're, you know, they, it would be a, I don't know if that's the right word to use or not, but it would be a conflict of interest for the Bethel PD to investigate one of their own officers, wouldn't it? I don't know. You tell me. But, you know, it should be done by an outside.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's going to happen, right? Didn't
at least we hope so.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, there's some people are, you know, questioning or wondering, you know, certain things and makes you wonder
whether
a lot of things.
Whether it'll be a fair process.
Yes.
Just as it would be if anyone else had been in that accident.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems, I mean, from the story, it seems like a genuine accident. That
we don't know.
I mean,
we'll never know. Because we weren't.
But it's hard driving at night. Some people are wearing, I don't know about these people and I don't want to speak on them. And, you know, I'm sorry for the loss. But it's
a pretty tough loss for a whole family.
I know.
To lose their mother.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah.
You know, that's, you know, until you actually gone through what someone else has gone through,
mm-hmm.
The pain, the suffering, whatever, the joy, the happiness, you'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I myself, I'm parentless. I don't have either one of my parents. Mom passed away in 98 and Dad passed away 4 years ago. It's not easy being, not having parents.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me when I tell you that. It's not easy.
I understand.
But you have to learn to live with it. And because, you know, at that point in time, we have to understand that it was their time. It's just how it is. We mm-hmm. We can never question that.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to turn it over to a caller, Rick Robb. Good morning, Rick. Are you
good morning.
I'm glad you called.
Joe may have burning questions for you.
I know. Joe always has burning questions, and every time I see him, he says, you got to call Talk to us. So I have to make time this morning to call.
Thank you for doing that. But do you have something you're bringing to us, or?
I'm gonna wait for Joe's burning questions.
Well, I see we got two new council members, and how long are they going to be on the council?
We have two new council members. We have Mark Springer and Naeem Shabani, and they are both filling terms until the October election.
Okay, so they're on council till October.
They're on council till October. There will be 4 2-year terms and 1 1-year term up in election. So there will be 5 seats open in elections.
Wow.
In October.
Whose 2 seats are not coming up?
Fred Watson and Norman Ayagarlia.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So everybody else's seats coming up, including yours.
Including mine. So we could potentially have 5 new council members.
Wow.
That's probably going to happen. I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, we never know what's going to happen.
Now, I have a question for you. It's about the taxes that come from the liquor store. Where is that earmarked for anything in particular, or does it go into a general budget fund?
The taxes from the liquor store go into the general fund.
That includes,
and that pays for police, fire, administration, finance, parks and recs, planning, streets and roads, and all the general fund services.
Okay, and about how much has come in the past almost year?
So in the past almost year, the original estimate was at $500,000 for a fiscal year. And now that we're looking at, now that we have, you know, three quarters of a fiscal year in, we're looking at more like $600,000 to $650,000.
Okay, and
in taxes.
That's an amazing infusion in one, in less than a year, wouldn't you say?
I would say that's a, yeah, that's like, you know, that's like another percent sales tax for everything.
Right. And has it made a difference in terms of budgeting? But I heard that we're still at a $3 million deficit. Is that right?
So the original budget, the budget that was submitted by the administration to council that we're just really starting on, and we're a little bit behind, we have a new finance director, we have a new city manager. They presented a budget. The first presentation they presented was $700,000 in the black, and then a week later they presented another one with more things in it, and it's at like in the red. So they're presenting a budget that is over $3 million in excess of anticipated revenues. And I'll tell you right now, I am not going to vote for a budget that's in the red. I'm going to only vote for a balanced budget. So they put in a lot of stuff and raised some expenses. So there's a lot of work to do on it. It needs to be cut back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a starting point. And I think, you know, basically they put it, you know, it's almost like a wish list. We want all this stuff. Well, we can't get all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a general fund. And then we still haven't been presented with the enterprise funds.
Okay.
So things are a little behind the curve. But
and would you say
we have a series of budget meetings, you know, like two a week for the next month. So
oh, that's tough.
Council is very busy right now. It's actually very laborious.
I really appreciate that because I have a busy schedule myself, but I can't imagine adding what you all add representing this town is...
Hey, Rick, I have a couple of comments and questions for you.
Yes, sir.
The first one is, are we going to do anything about a dog catcher?
So you asked me that the last time, and right now we have two community service officers, and they're both fully staffed, and one is supposed to be half-time dedicated to animal control.
Okay.
So that's how it's supposed to be.
That's how it's supposed to be.
So when you say half-time, does it mean like 9 to noon every day? That person is focused that way, or is it hit or miss?
I don't think it's done that way. I think it's more hit or miss.
Oh, see, now that's... Well, it's not working. How about that? every section of Bethel has a little gang of dogs, okay, that's right. Just running amok.
And then, you know, these dog owners, they don't say nothing until something happens to their dog, like till it get killed, run over it, or shot.
Mm.
And then, you know, you have a city, you know, we have a city ordinance where a dog must be tied up. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a leash law.
Dogs and there's a leash
tied
law.
Up. Yeah. There's a leash law.
And when they're walking their dogs, they have to be on a leash.
When dogs are walked, they have to be on a leash. That's
okay, that is a city law.
That is a city law.
Okay, so if they're not on a leash.
Voice command doesn't cut it.
Okay,
unless
so.
Unless you go to a dog park, which we dedicated spot for a dog park.
Okay.
I help push that with the help of the Parks and Rec and Pool Committee.
What spot did you pick?
So across from Trailer Court, there's a spot of land on the state highway next to Public Health Nursing.
The place with the little pond?
The place with the little pond. That land years and years ago was given by the city to the National Guard to put an armory in, and then they decided to put the one in up at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So recently... You know, these things take time. It was given back to the city from the feds, I guess. And there's stipulations that it has to be used for some kind of recreation.
Mm-hmm.
So I propose that spot be used as a dog park. And that ordinance recently got passed. So it is, you know, designated as a dog park. I mean, it's not quite developed yet. It's not quite open. But hopefully,
you're going to put a fence around that or something.
Well, and... you know, long range plans would be to, you know, possibly fence it. But it looked like a good area. There's not a whole, you know, it's not very congested. It's, I mean, you know, there's a neighbor on one side, I believe, but it's not really, really crowded.
It's by the road.
A lot
so you'd
of
need
other
a fence.
Places. And it's accessible to people in town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Well, I wasn't done with my questions and comments until I got interrupted. But the other one would be, We had a, there was an issue with a dumpster truck recently?
Correct.
And was that something that's, is that, I take it that's computerized too. That's why it couldn't get fixed right away?
That's what I understand. It couldn't get fixed right away. The new one went out that was bought a few years ago. It's not that old. So they went to the old one and it was falling apart, which is kind of why we bought a new one. So we didn't have good trash collection for a week. And now we're back on schedule.
Okay. Are we going to get another backup for the dumpster truck just to be safe?
At this time, I don't think there's any plans to do so. The last couple of years, all the emphasis has been on fleet replacement for water and sewer trucks and the mm-hmm. sewer lagoon project. So that's been the big capital project for that. We can have to reconsider that, and we're going to have to look at the funding in the Solid Waste Enterprise Fund. So that's something that we may need to look into.
Okay, I do have a couple more comments and questions. The second one was, is there any reason why the city of Bethel doesn't have a tax collector on some of these companies and corporations or entities that are not paying their share fair taxes? And you could see them do business daily. I'm not going to say which ones, but is there any reason why we don't have a tax collector to collect the proper taxes that these companies own?
That is one of the duties of the finance department, is to collect taxes and, contract out for audits.
Wow.
As we all know, the finance department in the past few years has been weak.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I've spoken out repeatedly, as did other members of council. We recently got a new finance director, Jim Shabigny, that comes with a lot of experience. We have a new city manager, and we're hoping to turn that around. So
okay.
it was definitely a problem. There's mm-hmm. no doubt about it. The finance was weak. There was a lot of openings. There's a lot of vacancies. We had the wrong people and some of the wrong people and some of the wrong jobs. Not to disparage any individual, but now we hopefully have the right people in the right jobs, and things should get better.
Okay. I don't know if you heard the show recently, the last several shows, we've had one or several callers complaining about our police department, too. I don't know if you heard about that.
Well, I heard one earlier, yes.
Okay.
No.
So what do you think about that person's comments that he made regarding our local law enforcement department?
Well, some of the comment I just heard was about, the tragic accident that happened last month when, someone was killed. I don't know what we can say about that. That was a tragic accident that, two pedestrians were hit by an off-duty police officer driving. That's a tragedy. There's no other way to put that.
Mm-hmm.
The police department, the way I understand it, the police department was there. They contacted the troopers for immediately. This is what I understand. The troopers were not able to respond, so the police department had to do their own investigation on site. And since that time, that information has been turned over to the police department turned over to the troopers for review.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I understand the status of the investigation is.
Okay.
I understand it would have been probably best if the troopers had been there first on site and had an independent investigator, but what I was told is they were unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, troopers really don't, as we know, the troopers don't patrol Bethel. They, service mostly out in the villages, and the Bethel Police patrols Bethel. I'm not making excuses, but that's the reality of the situation.
Well, we do
overall it was a tragedy. I don't know what else to say about that.
We do have a state highway they patrol here locally.
Well, I don't think they really patrol it so much as drive up and down it, but that's up to the troopers.
Okay.
The Bethel Police patrols the Bethel roads, and the troopers mostly will act, out of Bethel. Not that they won't do something if they see something, but
mm-hmm.
it's not their primary function. Anyways, that's the information, that I have.
Okay. I see you guys posted you're going to raise the water rates again. How much is it going to go up again this time?
So So the water rates are scheduled to, I believe the ordinance that was passed, you know, a couple, 3-4 years ago, was automatic 3% raise every year on the water rates.
Every year?
Every year.
Wow.
Yes.
In a few years, you're up 50%. Holy cow.
So pretty soon water is going to be more than fuel.
That is something that, you know, we can look at. I know about a year ago there was a proposal to examine that. Actually, former council member Nikki Hoffman put forward a proposal to stop that and make it have to examine. At the time, we were applying for the sewer lagoon rehabilitation project and was told that we had to have an automatic inflation in it. Automatic inflation in there in order to qualify for some of the stuff that would have to be re-examined. One thing that I personally advocated for, and just happened recently, is after we raised the water and sewer rates, I proposed to lower sales tax because we were transferring, you know, about $500,000 a year from the general fund into the water and sewer fund. When we balanced that fund out, I proposed to lower sales tax. I've done that 3 times, 3 years in a row. Each time it's failed.
But it sounds like with a $3 million deficit, we can't afford to lower the sales tax.
Well,
and we need to actually collect some tax, too, like Joe was referring to earlier. I mean, that's a problem area, a little sticking point.
There's different ways of looking at that. Right now, we don't have a budget, so we have a proposed budget that came with a $3 million deficit. I don't think there's any way that a $3 million deficit is going to pass council. And that's just, if it is, that's not good budgeting.
When is that supposed to be passed?
It's supposed to be passed by June 15th.
So
the fiscal year starts July 1st.
So you have some time to...
There is some time and there is definitely a lot of work to do.
Okay.
Well, Rick, that's been super helpful. Thank you for taking our questions. Yeah. Joe, did you have any final?
Yeah, I do.
Because we may not get him again for a few weeks because he's got a big schedule ahead.
Yeah, he's got a big schedule ahead. How's the operation of the pool going? Do you know?
Well, the information presented, the last report we got shows that, you know, a steady increase in use over the past 6 months or so. So it seems the new operator seems to be doing a good job.
So it's running in the black or the red?
Well, the pool is, as we know, the pool is always going to need a subsidy. It's never going to be, you know, it's not expected to operate without a subsidy from the general fund. So, you know, each year we budget, you know, that 0.5% sales tax still goes into the pool fund. And if we can break even on that, we'll be doing okay. We're still not quite there, but hopefully as time goes on, it will.
So the pool is running in the red?
The pool is running in the red.
And how much longer can you operate that in the red?
Actually, with the reserves in the pool fund, actually quite a few years.
Oh, wow.
You know, there's still $4 million sitting in the special pool fund. That's that extra sales tax that people voted twice to contribute to the pool. It's dedicated just to the pool and nothing else. So that's actually, you know, now we don't want to run in the red forever, of course. We want to get that evened out. But
I mean, how much longer can you operate in the red?
A few more years.
I think more than a few.
Oh, okay. Some years ahead.
Yeah,
still.
Some years ahead. I don't have those figures in front of me, but, you know, probably about 10 years.
There's time to work something out.
Yes, there is time. Doesn't mean we can't ignore it, but, and those were the initial, you know, the original projections was the show running in the red the first couple of years. And
okay.
Hopefully we'll get that evened out.
Okay, well, we should probably...
Get
some other calls,
there, huh?
But thank you so much. I hope you'll call back sooner this time. This is very helpful. All right, thank you.
Right.
Bye. Okay, bye. Next, we have Ray Bourne from U.S. Fish and Wildlife. Good morning, Ray. You're on Talk Line.
Good morning. How are you all this morning?
Excellent. How are you?
Good. So we're getting ready to get into the fish management process. You know, the first special action's been issued, which will federal management will start on the 12th of June. We're doing the initial closure, and we've actually identified a couple things. That the closure is to all gill nets in the main stem of the Kuskokwim, as well as Eek, Quinlick, Pacific, Kizaralik, Tulisac, and Aniak. And then also the non-salmon tributaries are going to be closed 100 yards upstream, similar to last year. But again, it's just the gill nets, and every other method and means is still open for anybody to use in that process. So starting on the 12th of June, we will work on figuring out what our next steps are. We have a meeting next week with the Intertribal Fish Commission to sit down and figure out when that first opener is going to happen. So things are going very well this year. It looks like we may have a better year than last year.
Wow, very good. Thank you. Okay, and how do the population of birds look for this year?
A little better. Our folks are out there on the ground. We have one crew out already, and another one deploys next week. So far, everything are looking pretty good this year.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Okay. Good.
Yes. Phone number, sure to give us a call, are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's interesting how they're trying to turn in a budget $3 million in the red.
Well, but costs are going up all the time. I'm amazed at how much taxes they've gathered from alcohol tax. And now imagine that they had decided to go with local option back when the council voted, and they voted against it. But what if they had voted for it and the liquor store was completely run by the city?
They wouldn't be in the red.
My gosh, the amount of money that the city would have
City would be singing green.
I mean, one store in a town of 6,000 garners $600,000 in taxes. Now, that may be... I don't know if that's going to happen every year, because maybe people, you know, when the store first opens, everyone goes, and it's, you know, people who want to buy alcohol, they're excited.
Itself.
But, well, we'll see how the years to come are. But
City had a chance to run it, but they decided not to. They could have been...
Mm-hmm. They did not go local option.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. So, all right, so we have Michelle DeWitt, who's calling in to tell us probably about the Kuskokwim Ice Classic, and... That 60-second chance raffle was fantastic. Michelle, who thought of that idea? That was a brilliant idea.
Well, I have to give credit on the idea of doing something, a secondary contest, to my brother-in-law, who, when he moved here and there was a long delay between the ticket sales deadline and the river going out, mentioned how fun it would be to have something else going on in the interim.
I love it. I mean, you could buy a minute, and that is your precious minute. You don't have to share that with anyone if you should happen to win. Yeah.
Yes, so he had the idea we should do something different, and then for the last year we've brainstormed what that might look like. Something that didn't require a lot of organization while we organized thousands of other guesses.
Right.
So this seemed to be a hit. It was really exciting.
Yeah. Okay.
So I just wanted to call in and remind everyone that while the tripod did fall down yesterday, it has not moved, and as a result, the clock is still ticking.
Now, technically, does it have to move 100? It takes about 100 yards of movement, right? Is that what it
is? Yes, about 100 yards downriver.
Okay.
So it did fall down. We think that it was caused by the melting, the needle ice that one of the legs of the tripod just punched through and caused it to shift and then fall over. It was a very funny moment. Several of us were down there at the Ice Classic shack when it happened. and so someone saw it actually happen, and, you know, it was a very slow motion lean and kind of fall down on the river. but it has not moved downriver at all. So the clock continues to tick. Everybody who has guesses today, tomorrow, this weekend, still exciting. We've never had a May 5th breakup in recorded history.
Really?
So
I have a May 5th guess.
This is our biggest a day for guesses, because people think that eventually May 5th is going to hit, and who knows, maybe this could be the year.
Yeah. Cool. Okay.
All right. So that's all
good
I
job.
Have. Good luck to all the customers. The clock is still ticking. Last night there was an electricity interruption that interrupted our webcam, but the live streaming is still working on our website, iceclassic.org, and we'll get that webcam up and running shortly. So it's just the refresh that's not working. Live stream is working, and we look forward to a weekend of fun watching to see what happens with the ice in front of Bethel.
Hey, Michelle?
Yes.
I was going to ask you another question. This Ice Classic, does it do pretty well for you guys, or could you add something like a raffle to it?
This year the thing that we added was the second chance, which will help generate some revenue. The Ice Classic is something that it doesn't even break even. By the time we pay out the jackpots, by the time we pay all the groups that are involved in ticket sales, we subsidize that for a few $1,000s. So this year we'll be getting a little closer to a neutral on putting on the Ice Classic. But the main thing is, you know, community funds, supporting the youth groups who are selling tickets, and having a good event. So,
What if you were to add to a raffle to it, like a boat motor or a snow machine or a car, truck, or, you know, nets and stove oil and gas? And
I think we'll continue to add things like you're suggesting to the Ice Classic. We'll probably try to keep it ice movement related, though. As part of the Ice Classic umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be careful for folks who are listening. The management of this contest is really substantial. You know, we have more than 7,000 guesses this year to sort and organize, document, and manage. So whatever we add on has to, at the same period of time, has to be a manageable task that doesn't require lots of staff time and oversight, because our attention needs to be on that main event. So the secondary events have to be within the ability of our scope to complete them. So every year we kind of assess what we have for human resources and capacity and what fun new thing we might be able to add. And each year I think this community and region will see us build up the Ice Classic.
Wow. Cool. All right. Good job.
Thank you.
That's been a lot of fun.
Thanks for the suggestions. I appreciate it, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Okay.
Did you buy a ticket?
Not to the 62nd one.
Why?
It was $250 a minute, so I couldn't really go there. But I thought it was fantastic.
We could have went half and half.
We could have gone half and half. And that, look, if they sold all 60 seconds, so that's 15,000, and two-thirds of that is 10,000. And so if you had split the 250 with a couple of people and you guys won that minute, you each would have a few $1,000s. It's a pretty good deal. You get a 1 in 60 chance of winning. It's pretty good odds. Okay. We have another caller, Alexi. You're on the air with Talkline. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you? How's things going?
Oh, things are going good. Birds are getting large and more and more every day.
You can't complain,
and
right?
The river's getting rotten every day. The breakup's around the corner, and I'm excited for the Kings to come in.
Are you ready for this? Are you ready?
I'm just getting ready. I'm just preparing. That's all I could do for now.
Okay.
But I have a question. It's been in my mind. You know, Bethel Native Corporation, I believe they were the first ones to try to get the liquor license.
Yes, fancy, yes.
And they were going for it, you know. And then after they got that, they got the license and everything. And the liquor store wasn't ready to be operated because they were still looking for one. They finally found one, and they bought it, and they fixed it. And then they opened it. And then after they opened it, I was told that they were selling only beer and wine. And I said, what? Yeah, they're selling beer and wine. And I said, they couldn't. They supposed, that's a liquor store. And they're supposed to have everything in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were running, and then they quit. They closed it. They were open like maybe 4 or 6 months, and they closed it, and they, they'd never been open.
Was this the store down by the river, Bethel Spirits?
This is the old Swanson's Marina.
Okay, yes, okay.
I believe that's the one that they BNC bought to run their business.
Mm-hmm.
But they did run their business, and they closed it.
Hmm.
And it's never been operated. I don't know, because I've been wanting to go in there and see, you know, to see what they were selling. But after I heard that, you know, so I went up to AC and I was, oh man, they got everything in here. And then I figured, since they were the first one to introduce this liquor license and created so much, and now they backed down and closed it and let the AC become millionaire, man, that's, I didn't like that, the way they were operating after they wanted to run or get a business for their own corporation. And they didn't go forward on it.
Uh-huh.
And to me, it's just like, you know, they want it, and then they backed off.
Right.
And they're not selling anything. They're not making anything. AC is making good money, though.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I wish they were my partners. I'd be nice to them.
You can imagine if they paid $600,000 in taxes in less than a year, their profit must be, in less than a year, must be a million,
you know,
easily a million something.
But they're making good.
Yeah.
Now, why isn't BNC doing that? And I heard they're having a Bethel Native Corporation shareholders meeting. I hope they bring that out.
Mm-hmm.
One of the board, at least one of there. You, I know you people are listening. One of you are listening. I hope you bring this out and present it to the board. And why aren't they doing it? And they're the first ones. I blame them because they're the first ones to bring this out. It wasn't AC.
Right.
It was a Bethel Native Corporation that wanted this.
Mm-hmm.
And they backed out. Now, I wish one of them could, one of the boards could answer this. Why aren't you guys going forward on this? I know, Robert, you always listen. You're one of the boards. I wish you could answer this. Because after introducing, there's a lot of problems that's been created. And it's still going every day. It's not stopping. So that's the bad part I didn't like about Bethel, you know, Bethel Native Corporation.
Yeah.
It's in my, it's up here besides Donald Creek, you know.
Yeah.
So that's part of what I wanted to bring, say, whatever I want to say.
You got it
and
out. Okay.
Okay, no. I better let you guys go because I'm sure someone might want to call. You too, have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.
Now, BNC liquor store is only open one month a year until they're trying to...
What do you mean 1 month a year?
That's my understanding.
That
I could be wrong, but...
I don't understand that.
They're only open one month a year.
Mm-hmm.
The original location was supposed to be at the new store they built for Swanson's.
Oh, right, right.
But since Swanson's went out of business and it's being leased to the school, they had to find another location.
Mm-hmm.
And the location they found was the old AC Marina, which is owned by Sea Lion. And BNC was supposed to buy that building, but somehow the sale didn't go through for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're only open one month a year.
Hmm.
I mean, if I'm wrong, somebody can call and correct me, but...
Or maybe they were just open 1 month, but then closed and won't be open again.
No, they do have their license.
Yeah. I think I don't know.
Have their license.
I've heard different things, but I don't know anything for a fact.
They do have a license to operate.
Mm-hmm.
But Yeah. They were hoping to open it in the new location.
Yeah.
Not where they're currently at.
Yeah.
But the building, like I said, the building where they're at now is owned by Sea Lion.
Hmm.
And
oh, the place down by the
BMC
river.
BMC was, you know, fixing it up, and plan was to buy it, but the sale didn't go through. Something happened between Sea Lion and BMC.
Mm-hmm.
What happened, I don't know.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we have some open lines. If you want to call in or you want to email us, you can email us at KYUK. No. You can email us at radio@kyuk.org. We'll read your email over the air. You can be anonymous.
We haven't got an email. That's funny.
Yeah, we usually do get some emails.
Yeah,
wonder what that's about. And we'll give out the numbers here again if you want to call in.
Yeah, we've got plenty of time here. So, yeah, it's interesting some of the comments that are being made. And I'm glad Rick called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had,
so,
yeah, good information. I appreciate that.
Forgot to ask him about cleanup, greenup.
Oh, that's going on now, isn't it?
Well, that's usually sponsored by the city of Bethel, but I don't know what happened this year.
Speaking of green up.
Maybe if Rick's listening, he could call and straighten our comment about that.
Speaking of clean up, green up, I'm fascinated by the dumpsters of Bethel. I take note of their condition whenever I drive by.
Well, you can't help it if something happened mechanically to the vehicle and it's computerized.
Oh, I'm not complaining about that.
Oh, okay.
It's that people, they deposit couches and old washing machines.
Well,
and
first of all, they don't have a vehicle like you. They probably don't have a job like you.
How did they get the couch to there?
Drag it.
No, these are dumpsters. Someone did not drag a couch to the dumpster.
You don't know that.
I do know that because I've seen people with vehicles drop them at the dumpster.
You
when
did.
All they have to do is just drive them to the dump.
Do they know that?
Everybody knows that. You're not supposed
no,
to leave those.
Not everybody.
Well, I'm announcing
knows
it now.
Well, you're announcing
you're
it
not,
now. So
you're not supposed to leave all that stuff for the city to have to pick up for you. But anyway, we have a call to rescue us from our dump stories here. John. Good morning, John. You're on Talk Line.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Was it $250 for that chicken Costco Classic ticket?
Yeah, it was $250 to buy one of the minutes.
So much.
I know.
How come they just don't buy the Nanana Classic tickets? You win $300,000.
Well, I know. I saw that.
What a big joke that ticket is. Well, anyway, something about Bethel, you know, all this money going out of the outer community.
Mm.
You know, Bethel used to talk. You know, Joe, Bethel used to talk about shop locally so the money could stay locally.
Yeah, I remember that.
Now there's millions going out of state.
Mm. Yep.
What the heck's going on here? You know, practice what you preach, I heard all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we got a BNC meeting coming up tomorrow, and I'll be sure happy to see a lot of shareholders out there. And, you know, hopefully we all have a good summer and a little taste of fish.
Mm-hmm.
And some barbecue or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, good luck to someone who's going to win finally $12,500.
Yeah.
It's getting darn near out there, and there's some people crossing with, or some hunters crossing with boats.
The river?
And hopefully they'll be careful in crossing. And I'm sure they've done it before, and they're pretty experienced.
Yeah.
But some accidents do happen, so.
It's risky.
And they're preventable.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody have a nice day. And
you too, John.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, that's right. Tomorrow's the Bethel Native Corporation's annual meeting.
Oh, where do they have that?
Cultural Center.
Oh, is it? Okay, I don't know. So.
And then if you're a BNC shareholder, they want you to register at the BNC complex in the lobby. I'm not sure what hours they are, but maybe somebody's listening or somebody at BNC can give us a call and
register before attending tomorrow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you go
I know there's registration occurred.
Oh.
It's at the BNC lobby.
Okay.
BNC complex.
Okay.
But the annual meeting starts tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
At the Cultural Center.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a good time for the shareholders to bring up that question regarding that operation of the liquor store.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have another caller. Welcome to the show, Wassily. Good morning. You're on Talkline.
Good morning. To answer the early caller on the definition of a government body.
Great. Yes. Go ahead.
Yes. Although I'm not considering myself to be an expert, the government body is simply your elected city or tribal council officials. But if you look deeper into the council, you will find there are officers which are like president, secretary, and treasurer.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the chairman is the officer, since he is an appointed person to run the meetings. When the council meets as whole or with the quorum, I would consider that be a government body at work.
Now, what about the definition? What does a governing body do? Like, maybe she was getting at that too. Like, what is that thing? Like, it could be a tribal council. It can be our Congress.
Yeah.
You know. But what is it that we're hoping that they would be as a body, as a governing body? I guess
I just said that they are your elected officials. When you go to vote, when the voting is time, those are your government body who got elected.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And especially when they have meetings and, you know, for instance, creating regulations or, you know, when they meet us with a quorum as whole, body as whole, they are at work. That is your government official.
Right.
Or the government body.
Okay. Yes. Those are the examples that we have of the kinds of governing bodies we have here.
Yes.
And usually it's also like that's a group of people that are also responsible for creating policy, making sure that laws are followed, that policies are created. So those are people who are hopefully doing that in the best way possible, following, you know, the values of the people that they're hopefully governing. And hopefully they're people that are selected by the communities to be the governing people, you know? Yeah.
Yes. And regarding the Governor Walker, I hear a lot that Mr. Maniac, I don't think he will, I don't think Governor Walker will get recalled or impeached, since he didn't go against the tribal antitrust status, although he made budget cuts and reformation on the dividend fund. I know there are a lot of disappointments, but I don't think Governor Walker will get recalled. And if he decides to run again, I think he's going to win again. That's what I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The land trust status is a big deal, and I think that's why he pleased natives all over.
Okay, Wassily. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Wassily.
Good morning. Bye.
Good morning. So I have a couple of emails that I'll read, but first I'll take the callers that are in the line there. So we have Andy. Good morning, Andy. Welcome to Talkline. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Andy Angstrom here. How you all doing?
All right. All right.
Just wanted to do a quick, I know Michelle called about the Ice Classic, but I want to do another quick update on the breakup bash. Again, I'm expecting it to be in the next few days. Could be as soon as at this point tomorrow night, because if it goes, if the tripod moves 100 yards this evening, it'll be the next day. So we've got three musical acts now lined up. We have Rising Tide, which is Mutt Jung's band, Mike McIntyre and Farthest Frost.
Hmm.
And we also have the LKSD dancers are going to perform.
Awesome.
So it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Of course, there's going to be the hot dogs and Kool-Aid. It'll be a rain or shine event. So we've done it when it's been flurries and light snow in the past. We've done it when it's been raining and windy. And we've done it when it's been 75 degrees and sun. So we'll pull it off one way or another. It'll be right down there by the Ice Classic Shack. And we hope to see as much of the community as possible come out and enjoy the springtime. So
sounds good.
And I, you know, if it's on the weekend, we'll do it on the weekend. If it's early next week, we'll pull it off. So hope to see everybody there. Have a great morning.
Thank you.
Hey, Andy, we should make a suggestion.
Go ahead.
Name it after you, Andy's Bash.
No,
Andy's
so
Bash. So Andy's Breakup Bash. Now that would be kind of sad. Andy's Breakup.
The use of the Breakup Bash term in Bethel started when I was in, I think, eighth grade.
Really?
Our class put on a springtime live music event in the lobby at the high school.
Uh-huh.
And we called it the Breakup Bash. I think it was a fundraiser for our class, for student government.
Mm-hmm.
And so I co-opted that years later when the Ice Classic started doing these events down on the riverbank. So
that's why we should name it after you.
Well, it wasn't all my idea back in the day, so I can't claim it totally, but it's a good name. It's worked for many years. So.
Yeah, it has.
But
okay.
Thanks for that suggestion.
All right, thank you.
All right, guys, take it easy.
We got one more caller.
One more caller here. Sam. Good morning, Sam. You're on Talk Line. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. I'm a Bethel Native Corporation member, so yesterday they started 9:30 a.m. to 5, and today 9:30 a.m. to 5 o'clock they're going to register, and then 9:30 tomorrow morning they'll open at the Culture Center. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Sam, for that information.
Okay, Anna.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. So I have a couple of emails that I'll read.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah. So this one, it says, good morning, Diane and Joe. Guyana Magic Man, for speaking up against the Bethel Police Department. I have heard many complaints and stories regarding the BPD via KYUK talk line and Facebook in recent days, months, and years. Apparently, the Bethel Police Department has some legitimate ongoing issues and complaints coming in from Bethel residents on a daily basis. So why hasn't anything been done about the problems and complaints? Who's in charge? Apparently not the chief of police. City manager? Bethel City Council? You are in charge. The people of Bethel are in charge. You've got to speak up, folks. If the BPD, if the Bethel Police Department, isn't following up on your complaints, you've got to bring your complaints to the next level. The Bethel City Manager. Go to city council meetings and address the whole council so it is on record. Continue to go to meetings with your complaints till they are addressed. Otherwise, the problems will continue. Okay. That's good. No, it's the same. Yeah, they printed it twice. Okay, so, and the next one is from Anonymous concerning a driving accident in Bethel. Traffic speeds differ greatly between Anchorage and Bethel, yet an accident occurred that caused a death. The drivers in Anchorage get faced with people that are walking or in a suicidal state of mind, yet are not getting hit in a higher speed traffic roads, whereas an officer in Bethel, going 40 miles an hour, hits and kills a native without getting cited for an accident. What distraction was so great that the driver couldn't keep his eye on the road to be able to hit the brakes in time to prevent a collision? Was that even looked into? Question.
Meaning, okay. Was he on his cell phone is what they're trying to say.
Yeah, I guess, or distracted in some other way.
Yeah.
We all have driven distracted. Well, we've all had our moments where we're like, oh my gosh, I got to pay attention.
That would be the only other distraction, you're on your cell phone.
Oh, yeah, but you could be reaching behind in the back seat to get something real quick, or you could, you know, there's lots of ways to, you could be eating something and drop it on your lap. Or, I mean, there's things that people, there's easy distractions.
Or you see a picture of Diane in your mirror.
Well, okay, no, that's terrifying. I mean, I'm sure that people, yes, have collisions just on that. All right, so we have Susan from Chelista. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Thank you. I'm calling to remind everyone to enroll at the Gillis Corporation office here in Bethel. You can also apply online, and where you can fill a fillable application. You can also request a paper application. But the easiest and fastest is going online. And if you don't have computer access or have a computer, you can come to our offices at 313 Willow Street, and we have a staff of people here who can assist with applications. We have a couple of deadlines coming up. Actually, the one deadline that's really, really exciting is June 2, where we will be drawing five people for a $1,000 drawing.
Oh, okay.
Also, we are coming to the end of our enrollment tour. Our last enrollment date for our project is June 2. However, we'll still be accepting applications, and our offices here in Bethel will still be open, but our enrollment tour will be ending. We're coming up to a couple of tours in Scammon Bay, Imangak, Platinum, Akechok, Chivak, Stony River, Nunam Iqwa, Good News Bay, Alakanak, Gwinakak, Sleepmute, and Crooked Creek.
Hmm.
And there are a few villages we might be returning to do some catch-up on some paperwork for some applications. If you have any questions, please call us at 543-5420 or call us on the 800 line, 1-800-277-5516.
Okay. Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. And our next caller is Vernon. Good morning, Vernon. Welcome to Talk Line. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. This is Vernon Chumegoja. And I just wanted to follow up on a reminder I sent out last Friday for folks who usually participate in the cleanup fund application from Dolan Gold. And we have quite a few applications, just in case some folks hadn't applied for them. I want to remind folks to call 569-0452 to request an application for funds for the cleanup efforts throughout the Delta. And if and when the breakup happens, or if or when it happens, we're usually involved there and doing a distribution of life vests, and so reminding folks to come and pick up the life vest and reminding folks to wear their life vests this summer when they travel on the boat. And lastly, I wanted to remind folks that on Wednesday, May 10th, we'll be holding an open house in Bethel at the Ipit Pizzeria High Culture Center beginning at 4 o'clock. And we'll have folks there to answer all kinds of questions they may have. And there'll be different stations manned by different personnel. And you can come and ask questions and get information, pick up information, and hope folks come by. So if you haven't already, jot it down on your calendar. Wednesday, May 10th at 4 p.m.
Okay.
And that's all I had.
Okay. Thank you, Vernon.
Thank you.
Getting that information to us. Okay. Okay. So we're getting down to the last few minutes of the show. If you want to quickly get a call in before we end for the day, that would be okay.
Well, and according to the definition on Google, it says here for governing body,
mm-hmm.
a group of people who formulate the policy and direct affairs of an institution in partnership with managers, especially on a voluntarily or part-time basis.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have different definition, different bodies that make up those kind of that kind of governing. So, okay. So are you going to see that movie, the Drums movie, the Drums of Winter? Have you seen that?
No. If I did, I don't remember it, but...
Oh, it's really good.
I got to finish my boat. I got to work on my steam bath. There's things I got to do. Okay. I did my cleanup, green up around my house, which was done by our granddaughter, and she went to the store and picked herself a dress.
Oh, how nice. Okay.
So she got it rewarded for her cleanup, green up around the house.
Very nice. All right. That's
so
a good idea.
She was happy. She was surprised, like, what am I getting? Whatever you want.
A dress.
So she worked hard for it, and she did a good job. And I said, you know, there's if you work hard and do a good job, you get rewarded.
Very nice.
But you have to work for it all the time. You can't. Nothing's free except the air you breathe.
Okay, so we have a last caller. Steve, you have about a minute or two. Good morning. You're on Talkline.
Okay, good morning. Hey, I was happy to hear some folks calling in about BNC and not running the liquor store, because I was real disappointed to see BNC close her liquor store, because that's the only reason I voted for a liquor store this time, was because they were going to make money for the shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
And the only other times we ever voted for a liquor store was for city-run liquor store.
Right.
For the last 40-some years. So anyway, it's real disappointing because the city chickened out. And then to see BNC back out, and from what I hear, some agreement made with AC to stay closed, and not making money for their shareholders. So next time they go for a liquor store, I'd vote no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's not the city doing it who should be doing it.
Yep.
And then it's not BNC who backed out, you know, after really pushing for it real hard. You know, with the petitions and everything. So
I know.
And then to back out and let their shareholders down out of millions of dollars of income, I don't know. Sad.
That's
I won't
tough.
Vote for another liquor store. I'm happy ordered from Anchorage for the last 42 years, so that's sad. Anyway, just want to let it know. I'm glad there's a BNC meeting tomorrow. Maybe the shareholders will let it be known, too.
Yeah. Okay, thank
All right.
you, Steve.
Hey, have a good weekend.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And Steve's absolutely right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, BNC pushed it really hard.
I know, they did.
They pushed it really hard, and then to see them do what they're doing and not generating the income that should be staying locally. But, you know, that's part of...
Are you a shareholder?
Yeah.
BNC shareholder? Oh, okay.
I'm glad I'm not your shareholder.
I'm not a shareholder
I'd
of anything.
Broke.
So I'm out of luck there. So it's 11:30. That's the end of our show. Another Friday show ending.
Yes.
KUC graduation is this afternoon at 1 o'clock. And I hope everyone has a really great weekend.
BNC shareholder meeting tomorrow.
Yep.
And we'd like to thank all the callers. We appreciate everyone that called. If you're going to go
email.
Out and have a plan, if you're going to go hunting, doesn't seem right, but wear your PFD. Doesn't hurt. Please don't drink and drive, and drive safe, and watch out for the little ones.
Okay. Have a good day. Express yourself.